Welcome to Wizard Team, a Harry Potter cast for true Potterheads. Each week we discuss a chapter from the series with all of our knowledge of the world of Harry Potter. Be warned, this is a spoiler-heavy podcast. I'm Bayana.
And I'm Robin. We're really excited to go through these chapters and discuss all of our thoughts and feelings about the book. Today we're discussing Chapter 3 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The Dursleys Departing.
First, we have some announcements and reminders. We want this podcast to be interactive and want to know your thoughts, so please feel free to tweet along with us. You can use the hashtag WizardTeam on Twitter to join the conversation.
Love our blog, love WizardTeam, have a few extra galleons lying around. Donate to Black Girls Crate. You can become a Patronus or send us a cheering charm at blackgirlscrate.org. Patronus, it's monthly, you get perks, it's awesome. Cheering charm, one time, hit them, quit them. Like, we get a little, like, boost to the bank account, you know, but no strings attached, you know what I mean? We're not trying to put a ring on it. It's just kind of, you know, it's just casual. You know, how you feel, how I feel, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's casual.
Yep.
No commitment.
And we also have Wizard Team merch. You can head over to our website to set up your nerd fashion and stationery game.
Also, if you want to support us but don't have the funds to do so, listen to us wherever your podcasts are found, stream us on Spotify, and rate and review us on iTunes.
Also subscribe to Black Witches Weekly, our newsletter curated by Wizard Bay Deborah with nerd news and links to what's been going on. So if you want to be in the know, be sure to subscribe. You can do that at blackgirlscreate.org.
And now for Wizard Team News.
This is not Wizard Team News.
It is.
No, it's because... not. Nope, I'm vetoing it. It's not Wizard Team News.
But it's because...
Robin.
But can I just... No. I don't get very many opportunities to really, like, own a manga.
And this is not... And this isn't the one. There is a Slack. There is a sports ball chat. There is even a direct message.
All right. Well, come on, you Gunners.
Magical birthdays. Tomorrow, Thursday, is Hagrid's birthday. So shout out to Hagrid. I hope he's doing well for himself.
Anti-sports ball bias.
Boom, shout out to, or how about, like, keeping us on the right track and paying attention to our agenda?
It was
going to
be super quick.
How about that? It was not going to be, it wasn't going to be, Robin. I know you. It was not going to
be.
The Dursleys departing. Previously on Wizard Team, Harry cut himself with the remnants of his godfather's
very kind
mirror.
Of gift.
The eyes are glistening with the ghost of his past. He read some obituaries, or he read Elpheus Doge's obituary on Dumbledore, which was very flowery and admiring, and Dumbledore was the greatest thing since sliced bread. He was great. He had no faults. It was awesome. And then he also read...
Before you go into the other thing he read, afterwards, we didn't really get to talk about it, but there was...
I was just going to leave it until we see Elpheus again, but yes...
Well, I want people to think on it so that when we see Elpheus again, we'll talk about it more in depth.
Yeah.
But there was some talk about the nature of Dumbledore and Elpheus' relationship and whether it was just purely a friendship.
Right.
So think on that. And when Elpheus comes back, we'll talk about it more in depth.
Yes, absolutely. Rita was interviewed in the Daily Prophet about her forthcoming book that she wrote in 4 weeks, about Dumbledore and how he may not be as white as his beard, as they say.
I feel like you're hating on Rita because you haven't written a book in 4 weeks.
First of all, I don't understand why I'm being attacked. Did anybody ask you any questions? I am literally just summarizing the last chapter. I didn't come here for that.
I literally wasn't attacking you. I was just saying
I'm just
that
saying.
You feel like someone can't put in...
I didn't say that. It's Rita. I know who Rita is. I know how she rolls. I'm not going to sit up here and act like what she wrote, whether it was in 4 weeks or a year, was going to be accurate. That's all I'm saying.
No.
I just want everybody to know that it was in 4 weeks. Because I'm summarizing.
Okay. I literally did not say that to attack you.
But it's Rita. So, like, whatever the fuck she wrote is probably wrong. Some of it, we find out later, ends up being, like, partially correct. But there are some questions over... there's some questions over, like, the ethics of how she got some of her information, and, you know, regular Rita Skeeter things. Harry has kind of written it off as all lies, so there's that. And then at the very end, he thinks that he saw Dumbledore's eye in the shard that was once Sirius's mirror. So that's kind of where we left off.
Oh, we forgot one of the most important things, which is that Hedwig.
Also
is writing, spend a lot of time on her notebook.
She's trying to go because she has a demo to record, right? And then subsequently an album to record and release. And Harry is messing with her timetables.
He's like, I got it all. I know exactly what I'm trying to say. I know what the vibe of this album is going to be. I'm just ready to get in the studio.
And I need to find my group, my folks. But he's I can't practice because my team member, my girl group, my members are all in Texas. And he's got me out here in Surrey. And, you know, originally I was thinking we would kind of go, I would go back and forth. And I was able to do that while he was at Hogwarts. Now he's not at Hogwarts and he got me out here locked up. It don't make sense. It's not okay. I will say that next week.
They don't even know the house of Darion and Surrey. They don't even know.
No. I'm going to say next week. I've been thinking about it, but like, I'm going to rewrite that moment just so y'all know. We're not going to read what actually happens or what Joe says happens. We're going to read what actually happens.
I just approve.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to, I was going to do it anyway, but then I just figured might as well prepare y'all. Okay. So the Dursleys departing. Basically, Vernon comes in the house yelling at Harry, carrying on. Harry doesn't immediately respond because he's like, I don't know. Or I know who's calling me, but, like, is it really urgent? I have things to do. Why, you know? Why am I responding to, oi, you, and boy?
Also, he's like, you know what? I'm about to be a man.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, tomorrow is my birthday. As a man. So, like, what's the point of this? Like, at this point, Vernon is really just trying to flex for the gram. He's trying to, like, make it seem like he has some, like, modicum of power in this relationship. And it's, like, very clearly not the case anymore. And so it's very funny to watch him try to, like, handle that, if that makes sense.
But when I was a child, I thought like a child and put up with childish things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Harry's saying in his head right now.
That's literally what he's saying. No, he's like, I'm not about to. He's like, what you yelling at me for? You took your time, roared Vernon Dursley when Harry finally got to the top of the stairs. Get down here. I want a word. So Harry goes downstairs. Like, honestly, Ron needs to just get the bass out of his voice. He's doing a lot. So the Dursleys are all dressed for traveling. Sit down, said Uncle Vernon. Harry raised his eyebrows. Please, added Uncle Vernon. Which is like, I know that hurt to say.
Right. My house is difficult. Turned.
He had to shout, please. Vernon's talking about he changed his mind. It's all a lot of claptrap, which is that's a great word. Vernon, if anything, comes up, like, that introduces us. Of you know, he's. College wallet.
Vernon. At this point, Vernon is what, like, maybe he's late 30s, early 40s, maybe a little older, maybe 50.
Maybe
late 40s, early
50s. I would say 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, claptrap, that's, like, an 80-year-old man word.
I mean, he also brought us, this is also coming from Vernon Dursley, who also brought us Codswallop, Load of Old Tosh,
yep,
as well. Actually, no, I think Hagrid brought us Codswallop. Vernon definitely brought a load of old Tosh.
Balderdash.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I think that was Deb.
That was Deb. He was cool nowhere near 40.
I was like, I don't think that one's canon.
Aminata is quick with a fiddlestick, so.
Okay, you know.
Age ain't nothing but number.
It's not. It really is not. So Vernon says, I've decided I don't believe a word of it. We're staying put. We're not going anywhere. Harry's just kind of like exasperated and is just like, really? Because Vernon had been changing his mind every 24 hours for the past 4 weeks, packing and unpacking and repacking the car with every change of heart. And then Vernon's like, according to you, we, Petunia Dudley and I, are in danger. And Harry's like, yeah. Well, I don't believe it. I believe it's a plot to get the house.
Ain't nobody want your funky house? Harry's literally like, ain't nobody want your funky ass house.
Harry's like, what house?
And also, if Harry wanted the house, your ass would have been obliviated and gone.
So quickly. Don't nobody want your house.
And also, Vernon is this like, actually makes me feel a little bit bad for Petunia because she's such an A-type personality. The packing and unpacking, are we staying? Or he's like, that must he's like, I've made lists and checklists. Have everything in its place. Like, the movers are coming Monday at 8:15 and we need to have the house ready by 7:43 at the latest to get things done on schedule.
I mean, I think the other thing, too, is that, like, they're not bringing their entire lives, right? Like, they're packing for, I mean, they're going to be somewhere in hiding for they don't know how long, but it's not like they're selling the house. It's not like they're, like, uprooting, like, they're uprooting their lives, but they're not taking everything with them.
Right.
So, like, on the one hand, it doesn't feel like it's not hella stuff, but then on the other hand, it's like, you need to chill. Packing is, and moving is,
like, not fun.
No, it's exhausting. And to have to deal with Vernon going in and out and changing his mind every day for the past 4 weeks, it's a long time.
And also, no. Like, Petunia doesn't talk about it, which we've talked about a lot, but, like, she knows her sister was murdered by these people. Like, the reason why Harry, and, like, Vernon should know this as well. Like, the reason why Harry is in your life is because, like, it's dangerous. So, what are you talking about, dude? Like, this isn't the first time you've heard about, like, wizarding upheaval and a wizarding war. That's how you got this kid.
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
It really doesn't. So, house prices are skyrocketing around here. You want us out of the way, and then you're going to do a bit of hocus pocus. And before we know it, the deed will be in your name. And are you out of your mind? Demanded Harry. A plot to get this house? Are you actually as stupid as you look? The answer is yes. Petunia is on some, don't you dare. And Vernon, like, is at the point where, like, he's just, he's like, I found it. I cracked the code. It's okay, Petunia. Like, I've gotten to the bottom of this.
I know the plan.
Right. It's cool.
I think your memos. I solved it.
And Harry's like, in case you've forgotten, I've already got a house, so why would I want this one? All the happy memories? Exactly. There was silence, and then Vernon says, you claim that this Lord Thing, Voldemort, said Harry, and we've been through it 100 times, it's not a claim, it's a fact. So he's trying to, like, he's kind of rehashing the things that they've already talked about. So we find out that a few days into Harry's summer holiday, Kingsley and Arthur arrived unannounced to kind of, like, talk to them about what needed to happen. Kingsley and Mr. Weasley explained it all as well, said Harry. Once I'm 17, the protective charm that keeps me safe will break, and that exposes you as well as me. The order is sure Voldemort will target you, whether to torture you to try to find out where I am, or because he thinks by holding you hostage I'd come and try to rescue you. Vernon and Harry's eyes met. He was sure that in that instant they are both wondering the same thing, which is like, and I like that that never gets, I like that never gets answered.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're both kind of like, oh shit. Like, I'm sure Vernon's like, shit, would he come save us, or are we gonna be, like, murdered by,
I mean, in my mind, I've always been like, Harry would come, but in the same way that, like, Harry was deciding which Horcrux to get to, like, where in his, like, priority list would it land?
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, I also think that, like, honestly, I do honestly think that Harry would save them.
Oh, yeah.
But just because, like, again, Harry has a saving people thing. And if they got caught, like, I think that he would feel bad about it. And he would be like, or even if he didn't feel bad, he would feel some kind of obligation to do something. Definitely. It's the same thing, like, when he saved Dudley from the Dementors. Like, obviously he was saving himself, but he could have let the Dementor take Dudley's soul before, you know what I mean, before waving him off. But he didn't.
It's never been a would Harry actually save, but it would be like, would Harry be like, okay, I'm going to get to you after I get.
Yeah.
But he would definitely be like, should I? I guess I should.
Right. He's like, and Hermione looking at him like, Harry. Right. And he's like, you right, you right. All right, fine. We'll go save him. Whatever.
But the whole way.
Honestly, I think if it was Vernon, these
motherfuckers getting themselves caught.
I think if it was like just Vernon, Harry might like really sit on it. Like he'd be like, I know it's a trap. You know what I mean? Like, right. I'm gonna get there. Voldemort gonna kill him in front of me anyway. Like, I don't really care because I don't really like him. So I put myself in that danger. But like, it's the whole family. Then maybe I'll go.
Right.
You know, I'll disrupt my schedule for them. Whatever. So this is just a better way to not find out what happens if the Dursleys get captured. Amani says, of course Harry would go. He can't turn off his self-sacrifice gene. His guilt would outweigh his annoyance. And then Delia says that, high key, she's always thought Mr. Conley from the Idiot's Lantern in Doctor Who is a PG-13 Vernon. Like, all about his rights and his house, racist sex. Yeah. I totally thought that, too. It was just that, like, the rest of the family was nicer.
Yeah.
But when Homeboy's like, I am talking. And, like, you know.
I just never, I don't know why.
I don't like that episode, but.
Unless it's like, oh, that actor was in Harry Potter, oh, that actor was in Doctor Who. I've tried to keep these separate.
Yeah. I think when I saw that episode, like, it's the whole family isn't the Dursleys, but definitely, like, when I saw the Idiot's Lantern for the first time, I was like, ooh, you giving strong Vernon vibes. And then I left it at that. But I was like, bro.
Which is like, can you imagine someone saying that to you? Like, talk about a wake-up call to, like, get your life together.
You know?
As soon as someone says, ooh, you really vibing with Vernon Dursley, I'd be like, shut it down. I'm gonna go send myself to a remote island and connect with my God and find a better way to be.
Exactly. Need to introspection. Look inside myself. So Harry says, you're being offered serious protection, the best there is, which honestly is more than they deserve. And then Vernon's like, I thought there was a Ministry of Magic. Why can't they protect us? We ought to qualify for government protection. Harry laughed because he couldn't stop himself. It was so very typical of his uncle to put his hopes in the establishment, even within the world that he despised and mistrusted. And then Harry's like, we think the ministry has been infiltrated. But then my thing, too, is like, even if the ministry hadn't been infiltrated,
you don't
rely on their protection. Like, we know that they're incompetent even when they're, right. fact that they even got infiltrated is evidence of their incompetence.
The fact that Voldemort came back, the fact that they weren't like, oh, this dude tried to kill a baby and failed, and there are strong hints that he did not die, but he is, like, sent a couple of orders to go hunt this dude down, and bit bam boom while he had
to go MapQuest the road to Albania.
Right.
Just, you know.
Like, you don't just let a fugitive, like, chill out and get stronger and rebuild. Like, that's not how you do it. That's you never, like, that's not how that works.
Yeah, it's a bad look. But, I mean, I guess Vernon doesn't technically know that, but still.
I know, but.
But we do. But, and this is a spoiler-heavy podcast.
So this is the same dude that killed my brother and sister-in-law. And now he back.
Oh, and as Delia, or no, that as Amani pointed out, they couldn't catch Notorious Mass Murderer Sirius Black.
Right,
so,
he's still on the run! Know.
He's still on the run for, well, I mean, now, well, no, well, Vernon knows, but,
yeah.
You know.
Well, everyone knows now. They did the whole, like, oh, turns out.
Right.
The whole time, our bad.
Just kidding. LOL. Whoops. So then Harry looks at the clock on the mantelpiece and says, they'll be here in about 5 minutes. And then he leaves the room. He doesn't really know. Things are starting to get awkward because he's like, what do you say to one another after the end of 16 years solid dislike?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I don't like this passage at all because it really, I think, trivializes what Harry's gone through for the past 16 years. Like, solid dislike gives me the impression of, like, Harry was given every, like, opportunity or everything that he needed to, like, grow, and he just didn't vibe with his family.
Mm-hmm.
Like a black sheep who just, like, never connected.
Right, like person. Like,
nah, this isn't solid. Like, this
or is serious.
Solid abuse.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think that part of the reason that it's written in that way is in part probably because Harry has, like, edited it in his head.
Yeah, I wonder if Harry knows.
And I also think it's because, yeah, and I also think it's because Harry at this point is, like, so far, like, over, he has no fucks to give when it comes to the Dursleys, and it's been that way since he blew up Aunt Marge. Like, I think that was the last, like, he didn't have it before that. Like, he didn't have it that particular year, but he had to get the thing signed, so he was like, I'm gonna pretend to care.
Right.
And then after that, he officially was just like, I don't give a fuck. So I think because of the way that their relationship changed after Chamber of Secrets, I think that at that point, Harry, you know, he pushed back more. He wasn't, like, he didn't accept the abuse. And he also, you know, he's bucking up. He got bigger. He has a wand. Mm-hmm. And, like, he technically can't use it, but he has that power that he's been given from being at Hogwarts.
And he has the knowledge that he has power, which I think
right, is exactly. Like, and so it changes the dynamic. And I think because that happens, by the time it's time to leave, and not necessarily to say that this is the case for everyone who goes through abuse, and not to say that, like, I do think that it should have been written differently and they should acknowledge the abuse more, or she should acknowledge the abuse more in the books. But I think that, like, given his particular arc in just in these, like, 7 books and the way that he kind of grows out of caring about them and kind of just, yeah, like, he only goes back for the blood thing, and then he just stays in his room. He's like, I'm not even talking to them, not interacting with them, whatever. I just live here for now. I just stay here. I feel like it's weird. Like, he definitely, I mean, the other thing is he maybe just didn't internalize it that way.
Yeah, and I that's always what I thought was, like, I don't know if Harry ever gave himself the language of,
yeah,
this was abusive. But it's not Harry's, and, like, it's, I don't know, because I'm not well-versed in, like, I don't know exactly how you would call, it's like an omniscient narrator, but it's also through Harry's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's not, we're not getting Harry's inner monologue. We kind right. of are. But we're not.
We are and we're not.
So.
That, not in that passage. That passage is, like, is, well, let me see. So, it says, the prospect of parting probably forever from his aunt and uncle, from his aunt, uncle, and cousin, was one he was able to contemplate quite cheerfully, but there was nevertheless a certain awkwardness in the air. What did you say to one another at the end of 16 years solid dislike? But again, I just think that that's how he's rationalizing it, and that's how he is now.
Yeah,
I think that's how he's thinking of it now. Like, I think if this had happened when he was 11, it would be a different, he would think of it differently, maybe.
Yeah, Delia says it's third person, not omniscient, how it would be different. Yeah, better, I don't know. But I wish that they would have changed the language. But yeah, I agree with everything. I agree with everything you said, though.
Yeah, and I agree with you, too. So, boom. So, Harry tries to feed Hedwig, but she ignores him because she has...
Like, you're trying
she
to...
She has to write...
bad for my vocal, like, cords.
She's like, the writing is on the wall, Harry. That's the name of my debut album. With my group, and you're stopping me. I need to get to America, Harry. I know you gotta fight the Dark Lord. You don't need me no more. You're not gonna take me to hunt Horcruxes. So let me leave and live my life.
So stuck on the writing is on the wall.
Thought that was pretty clever.
I hate you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Harry says, we're leaving really soon and then you'll be able to fly again. And Hedwig's like, yeah, better had. The doorbell rang and Harry heads back downstairs. It was too much to expect Hestia and Daedalus to cope with the Dursleys on their own. So Daedalus Diggle, you know, he's Harry Potter's number one fan, so he's bowing and dropping his hat and he's just like...
How did you say Daedalus?
Or Daedalus?
Daedalus.
Daedalus. Well, there's no I.
Daedalus.
I don't know. Daedalus. Daedalus. Daedalus.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, him. Good day to you, Harry Potter's relatives, he says happily. Like, girl, chill. But also, that's really funny to me because I know, for one, that the Dursleys have never been, like, addressed that way. But it reminds me of, like, you know, when you have, Delia says she says Daedalus. That is also, I don't know. And so I really don't.
And, well, Amanda says Daedalus.
Yeah, Daedalus, Daedalus.
Daedalus.
Dee Dee.
Daedalus.
This is like the Boobatubers.
It really is.
It really is. Oh, and see, and Maggie says on Hercules animated series, it was pronounced Daedalus. Daedalus. It rolls off the tongue better, I feel like.
Daedalus?
Yeah. I think it does. That might actually
be correct. And I think that's kind of the root of it, too.
Definitely. Yeah, me too. I like Daedalus better. I knew how I was saying it. I didn't like it.
There's a character named Daedalus in something on the way to the forum. Ned and Lane was in it. It's a musical. It's a really good musical. There's a really funny slash great song where he gets his freedom. That's always made me feel a little way, but it's also really cute.
Mm.
Not free. Anyway.
Tiana says that Jim Dale says Daedalus.
I don't know.
So the jury is still
Jim
out.
Dale says.
So the jury is out on how you pronounce these
but
things.
Jim
but
Jim Dale
fine.
Is not how we're going from this. The fucking Jim Dale says, Harry! Hermione talks like this. Oh, Harry! Fucking hell! Oh,
Maggie said the same thing.
Maggie, but shit, man.
Also,
it was really funny because I started to I re-listened to Stephen Fry's. And his Hermione isn't any better, but he doesn't go, Harry! And I don't know why I think that, that part, Jim Dale's was so irritating to me that I was just like, oh, Stephen Fry got Hermione down. And now with, some distance.
Right.
I'm like, it wasn't good either. But
right.
Jesus.
Because he does the Harry. What? Whatever. I haven't listened to that in a while now that I think about it. Okay, but back to them being referred to as Harry Potter's relatives. It's funny because it reminds me of siblings and when you go around your siblings' friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I was Obasi's sister. We used to go to school together, and I didn't have friends. So right, at the school that we went to when I was called Obasi's sister, I didn't have no friends. I didn't hang out with nobody. So it didn't bother me. But then, I don't know that I was ever called Akira's sister, but now I go and volunteer at Ami's school. And so I'll be, walking, and they'll be like, it's Ami, not his sister! And I can, hear them from the playground. And I'm like, Jesus, okay. Okay, you little kids. It's hella funny. They're like, it's Ami, not to, it's your sister! And I'm like, wow.
What's really funny is this is not the same because it's humans versus dogs, but, I was literally... I just got back from hanging out with friends, and we were talking about how I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone. I don't see anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, they're the people that go to the dog park every day, and then they're like, oh, they're your friends. And I was like, I mean, I know their dog's names. I don't know their names, but I'm sure that I'm Luna's mom. I'm
right.
sure of it. So
right, and that's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. My thing is, it's always funny when it's, something you haven't been referred to.
Yeah, when it's something new.
You know what I mean? When it's, new. When I first heard Aminata's sister, I was like, oh. Cool. Okay. Cool. Fine.
I mean, at least you get sister. Aminata told the lady, I'm still, my friend brought this up because she was with us during, I took her to the Harry Potter Yule Ball things.
Mm-hmm.
She told the woman, oh, we just hang out sometimes. I was like, damn. No stature in your mind.
Mm-mm.
We just hang out sometimes.
That's funny though, because you're her favorite cousin. Actually, is
Don't
that true?
It. I'm her favorite California cousin over 10.
I was gonna say you're her favorite cousin on mama's side.
Yeah, I get it.
That's why I said is it, because I was thinking about her
right. Well, but they're also younger and
exactly older. And closer to her age. She only hangs out with adults here. Okay. That was a long tangent. Anyway, I see you're all packed and ready. Excellent. The plan is, as Harry told you, is a simple one, said Daedalus. We shall be leaving before Harry does due to the danger of using magic in your house. Harry being still underage, it could provide the ministry with an excuse to arrest him. We shall be driving, say, 10 minutes or so before it is apparating to a safe location. So they, you know, they have it all mapped out. They got the plan. We don't know where the Dursleys are going, but we know how they're getting there. We know they, you know, they got members of the order with them. There has to be a fanfic where of the Dursleys, like, at a safe house.
Oh, yeah,
there's gotta be.
I wanna read that. Someone.
Yeah, me too.
Lauren, our resident fanfic librarian, can you have that down for us? Yes. I'm always fascinated with, like, how you sat along operate with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Did you know Petunia was told to pack light, but did she really?
I mean, Dudley is over here bringing whole ass dumbbells, so.
Televisions.
You know. So Daedalus asks Vernon if he knows how to drive, and Vernon's like, know how to? Of course I ready well know how to drive. And I'm like, chill, dude. Not everyone knows how to drive.
You feel attacked?
I don't. I'm just like, not everyone knows. Like, just like factually. But maybe, you know, maybe they're not in a.
I mean,
they're not in a place where there's public transportation.
In the early 90s before Uber was a thing. So, like,
you're right.
As an adult.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
I killed cars.
but we didn't, though. That's like the
we didn't.
Thing. We literally.
I don't know if that's cars. Even a thing. I've never heard killing cars as a thing before. That's definitely not a thing.
Yeah,
because everybody buys cars.
Because we still use them. We just pay other people to do the driving
exactly.
for us.
Exactly. Very clever of you, sir. Very clever. I personally would be utterly bamboozled by all those buttons and knobs. This is like, so what it's funny because like we're about to get into a part and I think, oh, this is what it is. So I remember reading this for the first time and being, you know, shit got real, real fast. But like right before shit gets real, this part, this chapter is really funny. And so I think she like gave that to us to let our guards down and then was like, boom, everything you love and hold dear is dead. Pay me my money. So I think that it's like, but it's funny to kind of see, and we've seen it, like, in a couple other moments, like, when Arthur comes to pick up Harry for, in Goblet of Fire, and, like, blows up their living room, and, like, and even Dumbledore coming to visit in the last book, coming to pick up Harry, it's, like, that moment where, like, the magic is right in the Dursley's house, and it's not just Harry, because Harry is, like, a regular-ass kid, he's quiet, he minds his business, but, like,
and when they, him, like... And they can discount him a lot.
Exactly, but when, like, real-ass magic comes knocking on their door and there's nothing they can do about it and they just have to deal with the ridiculousness that are magical people, it's really funny.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel when, like, I go home. You know, you got them old, crazy aunts and uncles and they just be saying the wildest shit. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, wow. Like, just, like, self-control and
yeah.
Like, tact I mean, just don't exist. It's
I mean, my father,
thing.
Man. My father.
No, your father.
But he be saying, I saved that stuff for y'all. And I'm like, I know that. But, like, also.
But he's also silly with it. I'm talking about, like.
He is.
I literally.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah. But I got some on my other side of the family that just be, like, in front of the people who they be slurring.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how the Dursleys are just like, oh, so we just do, okay, y'all just do whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You, Harry, said Daedalus, will wait here for your guard. There's been a little change in arrangements, and Harry's like, I thought Mad-Eye was taking me for Sidelong apparition. Okay, it is apparition. They just change it, and I don't think apparition is supposed to be the word, but it is. It doesn't matter. Can't do it. No, it's just that it should be apparition.
Why?
Because it's apparating and apparate, but then it's apparition.
Yes, but magic.
It's silly. And honestly, it was a conversation I'd had earlier this week, and then it popped in my head now that I'm reading it again. Anyway, can't do it. Yeah, can't do it, said Hestia tersely. Mad-Eye will explain. I do want to point out that like Hestia is very much like, she's like, let's get down to business. like, this is what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, she's a lot, like, Daedalus is all, like, pomp and circumstance, and I'm bowing, and, like, Harry Potter's relatives, and, you know, like, this is so great. And he's, like, giving us the facts, but he's also very excited and just, like,
doing the most.
He's got a lot going on, whereas Hestia is, like, to the point, this is what we're doing, Hestia, this is how it's going on, we gotta
put some respect on my check.
Exactly. Exactly. Bloop. And Hedwig's, like, writing that down.
Take it down! That's a good one.
I'll sit on that one for a couple, for like 20 years, but you know.
A decade or two.
A loud voice screeched, "Hurry up!" And Harry looked around the room before realizing the voice had issued from Daedalus's pocket watch, which is like it's nifty, but I think we could probably do that with our phone.
Yeah. Someone had like a phone app type of thing that was driving me bananas. And it was like, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. And you're like, you're like, bitch, if you don't.
No, I'm jumpy, bitch. Turn that shit off. Disembodied head telling me to go. I don't want to go.
No. It's like the things that say, or the, you know, you press the button to cross the street, and it's like for blind people that tell you like when you can walk or whatever. But they always go wait, and then they scream at you if you like press the button too much. It'll scream at you to wait. And it's like okay.
Yeah, this one was like it was like a movement, like a get a yeah. Fitbit or
no,
whatever.
I've heard that before with like on somebody's phone where somebody was like,
yeah, I was telling me that it's telling me to get the steps like a, in. Like, it don't need to tell me, bitch. I don't need these steps. Right. I don't need to know.
You could just send it as
a
text.
You can move on your own time.
Exactly. We're quite right. We're operating on a very tight schedule. We are attempting to time your departure from the house with your family's disapparition. Thus, the charm breaks the moment you all head for safety. So they're like out here trying to do math, and like this is one of the things that like I know Dumbledore planned before he like died. Yeah. Like, this is a Dumbledore plan. And, like, they had to change it a bit. Like, the side-along apparition part didn't work. But, like, they still would have waited until that moment. You know what I mean? Like, the timing of it is a very Dumbledore thing. So, like, shout out to him.
But also, I'd be like, is it really necessary? Like, it's a nice...
I mean, I think it is, right? It's because a the nice minute that the Dursleys... Although, yeah, it's true. Well, I think that the point is that the minute the Dursleys no longer live there, I guess is the point, then the blood pact is, so it's really between Petunia and Harry, and it's like
Petunia no longer calls that place her home, but she always feels like that's her
that's
home,
weird.
Right? Like, they're not...
I would assume so, but also maybe because they're not sure if they're ever going to get to come back, or they're not sure, like, when they're coming back, or, you know, they're going to live in this place for X amount of time. So maybe that's what it is. It's like, they no longer live there, so Harry doesn't have a tie to that place. Like, I think, or maybe, like, the blood pact moves with Petunia. Oh,
that makes more, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and so she's going to, like, physically live somewhere else, and we don't know for how long, but she's moving.
So then if Harry doesn't move with her...
So, right, then it doesn't work. They're going to two separate places. Okay. And, like, ultimately for good, because why would Harry then, at 17, as a man, like, go back and live with his aunt?
Listen, the rent is high, damn it.
But he has other people, is the point. Not why would he live with somebody's mom or somebody's auntie, but why would he go live with his auntie? Specifically, yeah.
The magic don't know what the price of, or the rate of inflation is. Like, the magic that Lily did... She
didn't account for
economic changes.
Okay. So then Hestia is like, perhaps you should wait outside in the hall. She clearly felt it would be tactless for them to remain in the room while Harry and the Dursleys exchange loving, possibly tearful farewells. There's no need, Harry muttered. And Vernon goes, well, this is goodbye then, boy. He swung his right arm upward to shake Harry's hand, but then, unable to face it, closed his fist and began swinging it backwards and forwards like a metronome. This is the most awkward ass shit. And then Petunia's like, ready, Diddy? Bad boys for life? Can't stop. Well, it really makes me laugh that she calls him Diddy. Like, at this point, Diddy is a thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. But is it a...
At this point... Well, no, he's not Diddy. He's Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
so Dudley is the original Diddy.
He's like, I am not Diddy anymore. I'm now... You can now call me D. Durst.
Brotherly love. Oh. Big D. You can call me Big D. Yikes. Come along then, said Vernon. But Dudley doesn't move, and he's like, I don't understand. Why isn't he coming with us? And Vernon's like, well, he doesn't want to. And he turns to Harry and says, you don't want to, do you? Not in the slightest, said Harry. There you are, said Vernon. Now, come on, we're off. And Dudley still is, like, having issues trying to figure this out. He's like, where is he going to go? So, even past, like, so we know slash are about to find out that Dudley did some soul-searching post the Dementor attack. And just, you know, he looked inside himself, he had some introspection, he just, like, realized that he had been led astray, his parents had been tripping, like, maybe Harry's not so bad after all. But also, even if that hadn't happened, like, he is somebody, this is somebody that he grew up with, and, like, yeah, Harry went off to, they both went off to boarding school or whatever during the school year, in their later, like, school years, I guess, but, like, this is somebody that Dudley has lived with for a really long time, and, you know, regardless of all the stuff that was going on, they were essentially brothers. And so now Harry is going off on his own and they're like going off and clearly things aren't safe.
Right. And that's the thing too. And like so they're going off because of like they're in danger. So he's like, if we're in exactly. danger because of like magic, he gotta be in danger. So
right.
I don't understand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think he's trying to like figure out what he's trying to, like, and he's also trying to reconcile that with the fact that, like, his and Harry's relationship, like, he's trying to reconcile those feelings with the fact that his and Harry's relationship weren't, like, it wasn't, good. Not at all. It was, yeah. That's, thank you. That was the word. And so, yeah, so Dudley's like, where is he going to go? Opportunia and Vernon, and Uncle Vernon look at each other, Hestia Jones broke in silence. Also, I think we made Hestia black, but I think it's because her last name is Jones, even though they're definitely white Joneses.
Yeah, we didn't just make Hestia black, we made her Janelle Monae.
That was what it was.
Live up to there. Mm-hmm. Also, sorry, I just realized this. Wait, rewind. Happy birthday to Janelle Monae, whose birthday was Sunday.
Hey, turn up. Surely you know where your nephew is going, she asked, looking bewildered. Certainly we know, said Vernon. He's off with some of your lot, isn't he? Right, Dudley, let's get in the car. You heard the man, we're in a hurry. And so Vernon is like ready to go. He just keeps about, he's like walking to the door and then people aren't moving with him. He's like, we not moving? No,
we finally convinced aren't we supposed to be on the way? Going, so let's go. Before I change my mind.
Let's go. Hestia, off with some of our lot? Hestia looked outraged. Harry's like, it's fine, it doesn't matter. And Hestia's like, don't these people realize what you've been through? What danger you're in? The unique position you hold in the hearts of the anti-Voldemort movement? And Harry's like, nah, you're going, like, real deep, bro.
Not at all.
They really don't. They think I'm a waste of space, actually. I don't think you're a waste of space, says Dudley.
And a million fanfics were born.
Mm-hmm. All of which I would like to read, mostly. Maybe Delia, not all of which. Some of which I would like to read.
In the chat her to promo one of her favorite HP fanfics. Is it The Survivor? No, it's not, unfortunately.
Oh,
one of the many about Dudley having a magical child, and it's called And Then an Owl Flew Into the Kitchen. So you can.
I read that one.
I might try to read it.
That's one of the ones I read, and then I just. I stopped. That wasn't the last one I read because I was mostly reading.
The last one you read was
some serious niche stuff. Oh, that is the last one I read, and then I stopped reading. Damn. I still have the other ones. I have like a full tab situation, and then it was like minimized on my desktop, but it was like on my desktop for hella long. And then I favorited them so I can go back to them eventually. But what had happened was that I was looking at fanfic, and I mostly was looking for Sirius and Remus like. And Harry stuff, but then I somehow I decided to like Google. I was like, oh, let me just see if there's any Blaze and Luna and stuff. And then I ended up finding one where the Fab Five made over Hagrid.
Fab Five from the new Queer Eye.
From Queer Eye, the new Queer Eye. And it got really weird. Like, I was with it. I was like, okay, cool. And then after a while, I was like, what is happening? And then I haven't read another fanfic since. And that was months ago. I literally was like, I can't. Like, and it was like 11 p.m. Like, I just had no business. Really, I was supposed to go to sleep. And then I found this fanfic. And then I read it and was like, yeah, so we'll see when I go back. But and then an owl flew into the kitchen. The point is that it was good and I liked it. Oh my god, I just like having flashbacks about this. It was, oh man, okay.
Moving on.
It was a choice. It was a choice that I made.
Dudley doesn't think that Harry is a waste.
Yes, yes. And Harry's like, well, thanks, Dudley. Dudley says, you saved my life. And Harry, channeling Hermione Granger, says, not really. It was your soul that a mentor would have taken.
Now's not the time.
Just say, no worries, bro. Just be like, no worries, bro. It's cool. It's fine. But also, you know, like, we're good.
You know what happened when they take his soul. Like, he's a vegetable. So, yeah, you saved his life. I love a good semantic, but that's not it.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the time.
It also was false. Like, I'm sorry, like, Dumbledore said? Someone. One of them that you like so much said, like, a half-life. Not a cursed life. Is that better?
Oh, I think that was Voldemort. Or something like that. Or no, that was, Bane. No, Ferenc. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it now dawned on Harry that the cup of cold tea on which he had trodden that morning might not have been a booby trap at all. Aunt Petunia bursts into tears.
This bit.
And Hestia gives her an approving look that turns to outrage as Petunia runs forward to embrace Dudley rather than Harry. And Hestia's like, what the fuck is going on with this family, bro? Who may have me out here protecting? She's like, I'm about to call Mad-Eye right now.
Or
get me off this detail.
Voldemort can add evil.
She's like, I don't think it's worth it.
2 months later, all of a sudden, we lost Hestia Jones. She became a Death Eater because she was like, exactly. I mean, I've met some muggles and they are
Voldemort. Trash. Voldemort makes some points. After sitting up with Vernon Dursley for 2 months, I just feel like maybe we should hear both sides.
Oh, like, God.
Maybe we don't discount other people's experiences.
I mean, you know
first,
what? Economic,
you know?
Muggle anxiety.
Okay.
You know? It's not racism, man. It's just anxiety. And I feel
okay.
like we should be respected.
It is racial language.
We need to have 50-11 thought pieces.
He said, maybe we should, maybe, what are they talking about over at the Daily Prophet? Let's see what they got to say.
Oh, God. No.
It's not really funny.
I mean,
I'm not going to lie. I've been drinking wine this whole time.
So it's not, like, there's a lot of things, right, in the anti-Voldemort movement, as Hestia calls it. There are a lot of, like, interests that would lead you to that movement, whether it's, like, your own blood status, just the fact that you think that blood purity is a bullshit system,
mm-hmm.
Not being down with the violence, not being, you know, there's a lot of, like, things that, what do they call it? In voting, they call it, like, a voting issue, so it's, like, you could care about, like, a lot of different issues, but, like, the thing that is, like, driving your vote, you know, like, there's, like, usually one or two, like, big things that will, like, change your mind whether to press the lever for someone. And so, I mm-hmm. think, like, one of those things, one of those voting issues in the Wizarding World right now is, like, are Muggles equal? Like, or are they, mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have to be a part of this society, like, that's fine, but, like, do they deserve protection, or do they deserve to live, or, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, that basic fact. And because, like, you know, we've talked about this before, like, the reason why Voldemort, it's so easy for Voldemort even gain traction is because these people are not spending any time with Muggles. Like, and they don't really, they are so far removed from that, like, from their culture and, like, what it means or what it is to be a Muggle. So imagine you're in this anti-Voldemort movement and maybe you're, like, really about, like, you know, I just feel like every being should be equal, or I just want to uphold status quo. And, like, I don't think Muggles should be killed, but, like, that's not, you know, my motivating factor. And then you spend 3 months with these motherfuckers, and you're like, well.
Right. And you're like, you know. I mean. Perhaps, they're, you know, it's not as bad as I thought.
I mean, it definitely, originally. At the very least, if we don't kill them, they gonna kill us. Like.
Right. It's just self-defense, bro. That's, you know, Second Amendment. I know this is Britain, but. So sweet, Dutters, she sobbed. Such a lovely boy saying thank you. And it's like, please calm down. He's 17. Like, you're gonna have to chill this out.
This is literally, like, chill out, please. Like how serial killers happen. I'm just like.
Okay, I mean, like, we'd be talking about the coddling of Ron, but the coddling of Dudley, like, it's a miracle that he came out okay.
He ain't chopping nobody. Truly. Did he, though? Where's the fanfic of him chopping people up in his basement? Because he could.
Nobody wants to read that. He didn't get his
38. He said, I'm 40 now, and so at the rate that I was going, I should have 234 presents. And I have 230, so 4 people gotta die. I'm a right
that fit. Those are my presents.
I'm not really.
Shout out to the Dementors, bro, because the Dementors said, you know what, we about to get him right.
What is that, like,
he's gonna
that,
fix him
that,
up.
I'm gonna beat you in the next Tuesday. They literally, like, knocked him into some sense.
They did.
They literally knocked into him.
They did. They very much did. We should go back and make them the MVPs of that chapter.
But he has to
say thank you at all, said Hestia.
Hilarious.
It's not. But he hasn't said thank you at all, said Hestia indignantly. He only said he didn't think Harry was a waste of space. So Hestia is just through. She's like, I don't understand. Yeah, but coming from Dudley, that's like, I love you, said Harry. And then Vernon is like, are we leaving or not? I'm ready to, like, go.
I got things.
Like, come on. Daedalus goes over to say goodbye to Harry. He says, good luck, I hope we meet again. The hopes of the wizarding world rest upon your shoulders. No pressure at all.
You know, live your best life, but we're all counting on
you. But, like, you know, we're rooting on
you. Not rooting for you. If you fuck this up.
We're counting on you. We're relying on you.
If you fuck this up, all hope is lost. But, you know, have a good day.
Like, do you? You know what I mean? Like, you know, no pressure. Have fun with it, if you can. Harry's like, oh, right, thanks. And then Hestia's like, farewell, Harry. Our thoughts go with you. She's the only reasonable person, like, between, like, her and Harry. They're the only two people who are, like, level. Everybody else is doing the most. I hope everything's okay, said Harry, with a glance toward Petunia and Dudley. Oh, I'm sure we'll... I'm sure we shall end up the best of chums, said Diggle brightly, which is like, okay, bro.
So, somebody write that fanfic of him just, like, wearing Vernon down, and then all of a sudden it's, like, driving Miss Daisy or some shit. They just become the bestest of buddies.
And then all of a sudden they get drunk and they're, like, singing together, like, Slughorn and Hagrid.
Just the best of friends.
So, Dudley gently releases himself from his mother, and reaches out to shake Harry's hand. Blimey, Dudley, said Harry. Did the Dementors blow a different personality into you? Dunno, said Dudley. See you, Harry. Yeah, said Harry. Maybe. Take care, Big D. Dudley nearly smiled and then leaves the room. Aunt Petunia realizes that she's alone now with Harry. She says, well, goodbye, and marches toward the door without looking at him. Goodbye, said Harry. She stopped and looked back. For a moment, Harry had the strangest feeling that she wanted to say something to him. She gave him an odd, tremulous look and seemed to teeter on the edge of speech, but then, with a little jerk of her head, she bustled out of the room after her husband and son. Which I just feel like...
I also just need to say this right now. This is very similar to me to, like, a lot of the, like, Draco shit. This is not a redemption scene.
No.
She didn't say not shit. Not at all.
Nope. She didn't say sorry. She didn't say good luck. She didn't say
I love you.
She didn't say, yo, I love you. She didn't say, like, you know, don't go the same way as your mom. She didn't say, I know how hard this is for you. She thought about it, and then she said, nah, whatever. It's cool.
Be good.
She didn't say, don't die. She was just like,
okay, bye.
Bye. So that's the end of the chapter. This chapter is really short. Who is your MVP?
I'm giving it to Hestia Jones. For just, like, seeing the fuckery that was happening and being like, okay, this is no one gonna speak on this? I'm gonna speak on this. This is not
exactly healthy.
What you guys have here is an unhealthy relationship. About you.
I also did Hestia, just because, like, it just felt like, yeah, she was the only person who really had some sense. I mean, Harry's cool, but he didn't really do nothing. Hestia has to live the rest, like, the next at least, what is it, 8 to 9 to 10 months with the Dursleys, and I don't know that she is going, and with Daedalus, yeah. Like, she has a job cut out for her, and, like, shout out to her, like, sticking with the anti-Voldemort movement and being here and just, you know, fighting for the cause and just doing the best that she can with what she got. But, like, good luck to her.
Good luck, Hestia. We're rooting for you. All of our hopes.
We really
all of our hopes are on you.
The entire wizarding world.
Relies on you.
It's on your shoulders. It's on your...
Oh, God.
We're just waiting on you, bro.
Delia makes Dudley her MVP for waking up and starting to think of himself.
True.
Amani makes Dudley his MVP for finally not being a fuckboy. Maggie makes Hestia her MVP for demanding proper respect for Harry.
Which... Valid. Cool. And who is Ben?
Snape. Because Snape,
okay,
he messed Petunia up so badly that she can't even, like, gave her such a bad taste for magical people that she can't even tell her only nephew and the last connection to her sister goodbye properly, and that she wishes he doesn't die.
Wow, that was Snape. He did that. Cool. I made Petunia by a bench because, like, you know your nephew is about to leave and, like, potentially die. Also, like, this is the nephew that you took in knowing that, like, by doing so, you would be protecting him from Voldemort. And now on the eve of, like, that charm breaking, you ain't got shit to say. Like, okay, girl, you got it.
So I want to go back a little bit. Tiana makes Hestia her MVP because, one, she's black. Two, she told the Dursleys what they needed to hear, despite the fact that they could not hear how to be proper human beings through their jealousy and hate of Harry. Delia benches Snape for making fun of Petunia for so many years and alienating her from her own sister, causing their relationship to fall apart, and her to ultimately treat her orphan nephew like trash. Look at the twins.
I love these reaches. It makes me really happy.
It is all facts.
It's really funny. It's not wrong. I'm not even saying it's wrong. It's just a reach. And I appreciate seeing how flexible y'all are.
We do yoga. Amani benches Vernon. Child, you had a whole lifetime of screwing up this boy, and now you finally get your wish of being rid of him, and you can't even accept him like a man.
No.
Maggie benches Snape for single-handedly trashing the wizarding world in Petunia's eyes and ultimately being the reason Harry had to live with these abusers. Ooh! That is not a reach.
Ooh.
You wouldn't have to be saying goodbye to these motherfuckers.
That was a bar. Okay. All right, Maggie.
Ariana makes D. Diddy her MVP for doing better once he knew better. And an honorable mention to Hestia Jones for still doing her job, even though she knows she is about to protect some trash-ass muggles. Ariana benches Snape for being the creepy kid down the block.
What?
I think we have a consensus.
Whoops.
I think we have a quorum.
I think we do. I mean, you know, shout out to the team. Y'all are doing the work.
We have one more bench coming in, I think.
Yeah.
Wanted to say Tainana. I can't get it out of my head.
Tiana benches Petunia because she treated Harry worse than trash for years and didn't have the decency to say goodbye when him and his lot were protecting her. And let's not forget, she wanted to be at Hogwarts too. She just wanted to be in Harry's shoes. Girl, bye. He's a child and did nothing to her.
Great.
Yep.
Good job, Tiana. Yep.
Thank you for listening. Next week, we will be discussing Chapter 4 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, the Seven Potters, a.k.a. how Hedwig became a child of destiny. Make sure to follow along and let us know who you think is the real MVP and who is benched for the chapter. Join the conversation on Twitter at WeBlackAndNerds, hashtag WizardTeam. Rate and review us on iTunes. Become a patron. Buy some merch. What else? I think those are the things.
Talk to us on Twitter. We said that already.
Yep. Cool.
Bye
y'all.
Go Gunners. That has not happened in a while. In a cool minute.